If the Cancer Center does receive the highly coveted designation, it would become just the 48th institution in the country to do so, joining the likes of the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Scientists and doctors at such centers do basic laboratory research and clinical trials, as well as study the patterns, causes, and control of cancer in populations. If it is designated a comprehensive center, it would likely mean more federal grants, an enhanced ability to attract top-flight researchers, and improvements in patient care. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Dan Margulies.